Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go!
Welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I had a big weekend. I'll catch you guys up on that in a little bit. But a bit that we haven't done in a long time, and I get a lot of calls about it, is why don't we do pick a bit? And mostly, this is something we're doing for months, where I give you three options for a bit we're going to do, and we choose, and then I do it. But we never hear from the other bits. Right now, the pick a bit has three options. Number one, Lunchbox has a bit. Has anyone seen me on the news?
Oh, that's still there.
Oh.
Yeah. With audio. Ray, do you still have this audio? You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Better not lose that audio. It's key to the story.
Okay. Number two. Eddie, someone's been stealing money from my kids' wallets.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I don't even know what.
Number three. You don't even know the bit anymore?
Yeah, it's been a long time. Mm-hmm.
Law enforcement has stepped in to help Amy with something.
Oh, I like that.
Stop, Eddie. Why would you?
Oh, you're right. Sorry.
So, since you three have bits up for grabs, you can't be in. Our judging panel will be Raymundo, Morgan, and myself. So, we're going to vote. Morgan, we can pick lunchboxes. Has anyone seen me on the news with audio? Eddie, someone has stealing money from his kid's wallets. Or Amy, law enforcement has come in to help her with something.
I mean, like, I really want Lunchboxes and Eddie's to go away, but they just don't sound interesting. So,
what do you
Amy?
Mean? Do you not like the news? Do you not read?
Oh, so you say
Amy.
Amy, okay. Raymundo?
Eddie's is intriguing. There's somebody getting money stolen. Lunchboxes has audio, which tells me it's weak, so he needs supporting help, and it's probably just not good. Amy's with law enforcement, that's such a buzzword. But I'm still going to go with Eddie.
Oh,
I want to once and for all figure out who's stealing the money from the kids.
Okay.
Eddie even remembers.
Yeah, no, I remember now.
Yeah. I'm going to go with, it's my final vote, I'm going to go with Eddie too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're going to pull it off the
list.
So
should I just give up that you're never going to pick
mine? No,
don't
give up.
Don't ever give up.
Wait, what's the difference if you give up or not? We're still doing it. I mean,
we're never going to pick it, so it doesn't matter.
Eddie.
Yeah.
You have won. Pick a bit!
Let's go!
All right, your bit has been picked. Tell me, someone's been stealing money from your kids' wallets. We're setting it up like a segment.
Yes.
Ray, hit the segment intro like we do, and here we go.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
All right, so Eddie's had an issue with his kids. What happened?
Well, they all have wallets, right? And this is money that they've earned from chores and just stuff they do or how they've collected money. And all of a sudden, one kid says, hey, I had $5 here and it's not there anymore. And then another kid's like, oh my gosh, I realized that too. I had a bunch of ones. They're not here anymore.
So four wallets, four boys.
Yes, three wallets.
Oh, the baby no wallet?
No, baby doesn't have wallet. Okay.
Three wallets, three boys, but money is starting to be missing.
Yes.
Is it, are you?
It's not me. I've done it before where like we've ordered pizza. I don't have cash. I borrow. But this time, it's not me.
Okay. So do you want us to try to guess?
Sure.
Why is money missing from Eddie's kids' wallets? I don't know the answer to this. Amy?
Because Eddie takes it.
Well, that's what I think. Is Eddie like had a couple too many drinks?
Oh, that's a good guess. Daddy's like, been drinking a little bit.
Ordered pizza or something.
Or the baby.
Tipping.
The baby. The baby's figured it out. Yeah. Baby doesn't have a wallet, but it's like.
Baby wants a wallet?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. What is the answer?
So the baby has a little vending cart, and it comes with like fake sodas, and it comes with like, you know, fake sandwiches and hot dogs, and he pushes it around the house. And I finally, I mean, this has been going on. I mean, it was months ago because we've had this bit for a while, but. But it was like about a 3-week period where he was like, you know, charging us for hot dogs and I would give him like play money and he would give me real cash back. And I was like, okay, maybe, I don't know, my wife gave him cash.
He was giving you real change and you didn't question that?
No, baby. I thought maybe my wife gave him a couple dollars to just make it seem real. Well, that's what this fool's been doing. He's been taking money out of their wallets, using it for his little cart that he pushes around the house.
Funny.
I mean, dude, you're talking like almost $25 in cash that he stole.
That's good stuff. All right. That's Pick of It. Eddie, you got your bit of it.
I can't believe I remember that.
Yeah, it's been so long ago. That's probably been 8 months. All right. So two bits remain on the list if we ever get back to it. Lunchboxes, has anyone seen me on the news? With audio. And Amy, law enforcement has come to help her.
Amy, that's a good one.
I might as well just delete mine.
Why?
No, it lives
It'll
on.
Never get picked.
Why? No, it's great.
It lives on.
If I could vote, I would have
picked you. No, you've never voted for it.
That's true, Amy, because you always say that and you never vote for it.
You never vote for it.
Don't always say that.
You're always like,
I wish I could pick lunches, but I don't want to pick lunches.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we are. Congratulations, Eddie. Okay.
Thank you, man. That was cool.
It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I have a friend's wedding coming up next weekend, but I just won tickets with great seats plus meet and greets to Carrie Underwood's Vegas show the same day. She's my favorite artist. This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And for what it's worth, it's my friend's second marriage.
Oh.
Should I pass on tickets, or do you think my friend would understand? What should I do? Change my flight? Signed, I stand, Carrie Underwood. Well, it doesn't matter. It's a second marriage, though.
It doesn't?
I know, it does it. Because it's still super important, maybe even more important than the first. Maybe you learned so much from the first that the second is now the... So I don't let that affect me, although you did make a noise, Amy.
Like, I made a noise like, oh... I feel like, okay, second marriage, if the friend knows your obsession with Carrie Underwood, they might be like, you know what? You should go do that.
But the friend's not saying that.
Okay.
That's not here.
I know, but if it was me, that's what I'd say to my friend.
You would if you were getting married?
No, you wouldn't, Amy.
Friend? I don't think you would.
No way.
So.
No way.
What do you think? Amy, you go first.
Okay, yeah, I know you have to go to the wedding.
Sorry. Yeah, you have to go to the wedding.
Yeah, hopefully the whole Carrie Underwood thing will come back to you in another time. But
yeah, you have to go to the wedding.
Yeah, you have to
it
go.
Stinks. And you can be disappointed. That's okay to have that feeling.
Don't have resentment later.
Yeah. And don't be disappointed publicly.
Yeah.
Keep that disappointment.
Yeah, don't be at the wedding all mad.
You're all sad sack, playing Carrie songs on your phone and your earbud. It stinks.
Yeah. You keep going to the DJ requesting Carrie.
You can't sell them and then buy other, I don't know. Yeah, if you have to pick, you have to pick the wedding if it's a close friend. I would say if that friend is an A-level friend or a B-plus level friend, you go to the wedding. I would say, though, B-minus to C-plus, you could probably skate out.
Yeah.
But if it's a close friend, you have to go to the wedding. Eddie?
I think that it's the fact that it's a second wedding is about 20% value to it. Like, I mean, there's 20% of me saying, I kind of want to go to this concert more than I want to go to the wedding. I went to her first one. Whatever.
You're saying that. They say that's to convince us to
yes.
agree with them. Yeah.
Yes. So there's that. But then again, you do have to evaluate. Like if it's one of you guys getting married, I'm going to go to your wedding. Even if it's a third wedding, fourth wedding, whatever, I'll go.
Fourth!
But if it's like, you know, another one of my friends, dude, I'm going to the concert.
Lunch.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to go to this concert. You go to the concert. Your friend will totally understand. It's a second wedding. He's the only reason they're having a big wedding. It's probably the one they're marrying is it's their first wedding. You don't need to be there. You can learn about it through pictures. Go to the concert.
If it's an A friend, you have to go.
Yes.
B minus or below, okay. You don't have to go.
But Lunchbox says A friend, go to Carrie Underwood.
That's Lunchbox.
Yeah, the A friend will understand.
And maybe Carrie's listening. Because wait, what? Call it, and go like, I'll give him tickets to another show and meet and greets. What?
Exactly. Didn't you say meet and greet?
Yeah.
Exactly. Meet and greet. When are you ever going to get to meet your hero, Carrie Underwood, again? Never. Boom. Got to go.
Well, 3-1. That's how we feel. It feels like she wants to go to the show. So that's our advice. Good luck with that. Let us know afterward what you decided. Thank you. Let's close up the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
On the phone, it's Monique in Texas. Monique.
Hi. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
So okay, I'm kind of nervous. I won here from the local radio station, KG97. I did win a luau today with Lee Rice. I was wondering, like, is there some sort of, like, post-COVID etiquette that, like, nobody tells us about? Because I feel like I'm going to, like, completely fangirl and try to, you know, I would be like, okay, I got this. I'll do Carly Pierce's part. I'm going to pull an Amy with, you know, Ryan and Marin over here. And how are you supposed to, like, act? What are you supposed to do? I'm already freaking out, and it's, like, hours away.
Okay, that's a good question. Let's remove the COVID thing from it because I'm just normal again. Mm-hmm. He's going to be normal again, or he wouldn't have any sort of special meet and greet. The question is, how do you act around a celebrity, right? I think that's generally it. I think in your situation, Monique, you can act like you're a big fan. That's okay. People like when they have big fans. And Lee Rice has a lot of fans. You wouldn't be there in that situation if you weren't a big fan. Now, you can be a little over the top, and you could annoy Lee Rice by being like, oh, let me do this, let me do that. I would almost approach it as a student in a fourth grade classroom. Now, you want to be good with the teacher. You raise your hand. You jump in stuff. You're active. Teacher's like, oh, I like this student. They're a smart kid. They're involved. But once you start being like, ooh, me, and cutting people off, he's just like, all right, Timmy. You don't want to be Timmy. So let Lee know you're a big fan. You know, you're in a meet and greet. You're at a luau, apparently. If he says, who wants to sing this part, then raise your hand. But I definitely wouldn't be like, I want to sing this part. Just, you don't even have to play it cool. Let him know you're a fan. Lee Rice wants fans. Anyone that does something where there are fans, they like to know that, you know, people enjoy what they do and have a good time. Just don't be annoying. Fine line between fan and super fan. But you sound like you're in good shape. You're smiling. You're happy. Take that with you to this event and be cool. Now, if you want to be a real friend, if you think I have a chance to be Lee Rice's friend in real life, don't do any of that. And you're not going to be because he doesn't live there. But let's say I ran into, let me just pick somebody. Let's say I ran into Nick Saban. Okay? And Nick Saban's like, I actually moved two houses down from you. Now, I'm not an Alabama fan, but Nick Saban's the greatest college football coach of all time. I'd like to be Nick Saban's friend. That'd be awesome. But you know what I wouldn't say? You're the greatest college football coach of all time, man. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, that's cool. That's great. Well, listen, if you and your wife, you know, need to see the city, or let me know. I play cool.
Is that how you always do it? You play cool?
No.
You need to see the city.
Yeah, whatever it is. Or if, hey, if you guys have any questions, just let us know. But you got to play cool if you want a long-term friendship or relationship. If you're just going to a one-off and it's like your favorite person, let them know they're your favorite person. If you see them in the mall or they're doing it, let them know. But if Nick Saban moved next door to you, just be like, hey, if whatever you need, let us know.
Sugar.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We're here.
Here's my number if you need anything. Does that make sense, Monique?
It does. It does. I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to be like, you know, I'm there. I came over like, hey, I noticed Carly Pierce is not here. So, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I would drop that. I'd drop that part of it. If for some reason that becomes a thing, say you would like to do it. But I wouldn't volunteer. Hey, I'd like to sing a song with you. But it's the Lee Rice Luau on KJ97. Nice. I'm looking to note now. Congratulations on that. Lee is a nice guy and good luck. Although, remember when his bassist tried to fight me or something? Remember that?
I try to forget that moment.
Side stage or something?
No, on stage. Yeah. Other than that, all good.
It wasn't Lee.
No, it wasn't Lee. But Lee didn't stop it. All right, Monique, have a good time.
All right. Y'all too, have a good morning.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, thank you. But play it cool. Saban, if you're listening, all that stuff. I'm just kidding. No, I'm playing it cool here. He doesn't even live next to me. All right, that's it.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Williamson Fire Rescue in Tennessee was dispatched to a vehicle fire, which ended in crews saving something very special. We talked about this the other day where there's just random cars burnt up on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is that a fire or did, like, did someone try to steal? I don't, but it's just burnt up. But officials say the driver of the vehicle had recently purchased an engagement ring for his girlfriend, which was left in the car after the fire started. Almost everything in the vehicle was destroyed, but the ring box containing this very important sentimental item was saved with very little damage to the box, none to the ring. So the driver made the decision to ask the girlfriend to marry him safely off the road where the fire occurred, and she said yes.
Wow.
I mean, what a dramatic story.
Yeah, especially if you get a picture of the fire in the background.
Yeah, burning car.
Volunteer fire engineers Terry Burris, Stephen Hopkins, and firefighter Mitchell Greenham were credited with saving the day, so the couple did not lose their engagement ring, making a memory that will last forever along the way. So, would the ring even, could the ring be damaged though?
Yeah, I don't know.
The box I know could.
I don't know if it's that hot for the ring to melt, because you got to have some high heat for like metal like that to melt.
Mm. Well, congratulations to the happy couple. You're engaged. Ring safe. Car's gone. Sorry about that third one. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
They made a list of the top 10 in-demand concerts that's happening right now. I've been to a couple shows. Morgan Wallen and then Garth. But does Garth count if we opened for him?
Oh, yeah, because you stuck around and watched the show.
Yeah, I'd have just went to the show, even if we didn't open for him. So I've been to two. Amy, been to any shows at all?
I don't think so.
Eddie?
I Heart and Garth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I Heart.
Oh, yeah, does that count? I saw a bunch of people there.
But I watched. I did enjoy it.
All right, here are the 10 shows that are most in demand by ticket sales and prices. At number 10, Rage Against the Machine. And this is one that they just haven't played together in a long time. People are like, Rage is back? I would go to this.
So the band is all back together?
I would go to a Rage show,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because that's from our childhood. And I didn't even know what they were talking about. And I was like, don't talk about.
Oh, yeah. They were mad, so we were mad.
And like all the big meathead dudes would be like, this is my jam. But they're all talking about social issues. And they didn't, there was just, you didn't understand. Nobody really understood because but yeah, I used to love Rage. Chili Peppers at number 9.
It's understood that Hollywood sells California.
I've seen the Chili Peppers probably 13 times.
Wow.
Not a lot in the last 7 to 10 years. But man, if they were anywhere near, I used to go.
So you're going
to
skip out on this tour?
I'm probably going to skip out on all these,
okay.
If I'm being honest.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of time on the weekends. Number 8, Billy Joel.
He says, son, can you play me a memory?
That's a fun show because it's a lot of hits from back in the day that, like, we know, but also people 15 years older than us would know. I saw him and Elton John in San Antonio.
Oh, that's cool.
It's pretty cool.
Did they duel?
Piano duel?
Yeah, dueling pianos.
They sang together, but they didn't duel.
No, not like a pub.
No, I don't even know if that means duel. Like, I don't know. But it's a good show. Paul McCartney at 7. I just don't want to hear any new Paul McCartney stuff, but he does play Beatles stuff.
Yeah.
A little bit, and he plays some Wings stuff and some new stuff.
Yeah, so far I'm not going to any of these.
But I guess it would be cool to see Paul McCartney because he's probably not long for Earth.
I would think so.
He may have 10 years left, but it's, you know, we don't live to 100 normally. Chris Stapleton at 6.
It don't matter to me wherever we are, but I wanna be.
Such a good show. He doesn't do a lot of talking, though. Like, you're not going to go to a Stapleton show and he's going to give you a full VH1 behind the music. You're going to go. He's going to play all his songs. You're going to be like, dang, he sounds just as good as he does on a record. And then he's going to go, thank you, guys. And he's going to walk off. And you're going to go, what a show. But I didn't learn anything about him. He's a man of few words. Love Chris. Elton John at 5. So many hits. Just hit after hit. Justin Bieber at 4.
I got my peaches out in Georgia.
Oh, yes. Sign
me
up.
I think this would be a really good concert, except for it's nonstop screaming.
Oh.
That's
bands?
Tough. Mm-hmm. The only show I've ever been where that has been a thing was, I did a thing with Hilary Duff a long time ago where she was doing a show and I was working and people wouldn't stop screaming the whole show. And I'm going, you can't hear a song, you're screaming. Now, Bieber's fans are a bit older now. His music's so good, by the way. Justin Bieber now isn't Justin Bieber that we like to go, oh, the kid who's singing Baby. Like, his music's really good. I would like that show. No screaming allowed. We can enforce that.
Okay.
No cheering at all. Let's let him play his songs, and it's like a graduation. At the end, we call clap. Number three, Morgan Wallen.
I'ma need some whiskey glasses.
Went to that one, and everybody sang pretty much every single song. One person in front of us recorded every song on their phone. It is the weird... I get recording
the
stuff
whole
and
show.
Posting stuff on your story. But it would be like, oh, we're starting a new song. Video record. Not Instagram story record. record the whole song.
It's funny.
Number two, Kenny Chesney.
We were Jesus, same, blue jean, baby.
These are stadium shows, and I like Kenny Chesney. He's pretty good. I like his slow stuff. If Chesney did a whole song, a whole concert of slow songs, I'd be there for sure. But Chesney's got such a great lineup of artists on his stadium shows because it's Chesney, Dan and Shay.
Oh, cool.
Old Dominion.
Really good, yeah.
Yeah, so you go and it's just all these people that you'd probably buy a ticket to even if they were headlining the show. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. And then number one, I mean, I'm not going to this.
Come on.
It's okay, it's two bands together.
Okay.
They're both in the 80s. One of them was on a drum kit that was like a roller coaster. He used to ride a roller coaster.
Okay,
drum
so
kit.
Motley Crue.
That's it, Motley Crue.
Okay. And
one of them's drummer only had one arm.
Def Leppard?
Yeah, that's right.
Let's go. Guys, we should do a show trip to this show. All of us.
No.
And so, in case anyone wondered, Eddie's the oldest on the show.
Let's go. Dude, classic rock is where it's at.
I think a lot of, obviously, a lot of people want to go to the show. I think it just missed me.
Okay.
Like, I would go to a Chili Peppers Rage Against the Machine show.
Oh, I'd go to that one, too.
Yeah, yeah. But the other one's a little too before my time. But yeah, Tommy Lee wrote his drum kit. He had a little cart, and it was like a roller coaster.
And he would drum-wise on the... That's pretty cool.
Talented,
and
huh?
And then the Def Leppard drummer got into a car wreck and lost an arm and had to develop a way to play drums with his feet and his one arm.
Wow.
And so he still has one arm.
Like, was he already a professional drummer when he learned?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He was a drummer for Def Leppard.
When he got in the wreck.
Yes, and lost an arm and was like, oh, career's over. But now you can use feet, his one arm.
That's pretty cool. But I don't know if I want to go to the concert.
Yeah, I don't either. Maybe just show like the highlight.
Yeah,
like show Instagram,
me show
3 minutes.
Them, yeah,
yeah,
that's cool.
All that. So those are your big concerts. If you had to pick one of those, Amy, of all of them, you go to one.
Oh, it's so hard.
Which one do you do?
6 through 2 sound really good to me, but I'll go Justin Bieber.
Eddie?
Motley Crue, Def Leppard, baby. Let's go.
Lunchbox?
Stapleton.
Yeah, Stapleton. I guess I would pick Stapleton, except I've been a bunch.
Right.
So I'd probably want to experience something new.
Yeah.
I'd probably go to... bed and just miss the show altogether because I could use some sleep.
Bed.
All right, there you go. Those are the top concerts. If you guys want to go check them out this summer, you can find, I'm sure, a show near you.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right. If you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. All right, moments away from Ali Colleen in the interview here. She's going to perform in studio, and she'll probably mention it. I'm not going to bring it up because I think, you know, she's a great artist on her own, but she's a singer-songwriter. She's also the daughter of Garth Brooks. Her grandmother's the one that really got her interested in singing, and she's performed on our show before. Really great, and she's here now, plugging in. All right, here we go. Ali Colleen. Go!
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Ali Colleen.
Ali, good to see you again.
Good morning.
So I want to start this with, we had a guy in named Jelly Roll. I don't know if you're familiar with his music. He's like a rapper, also
yes.
Has it. Okay, well, great. And Amy goes to him immediately because he has a teardrop tattoo and goes, hey, that teardrop tattoo, it's filled in. What? And we're like, no, 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 no. Don't ask about that, because what that means usually is they killed somebody.
Yeah.
If it's empty, it's...
They attempted.
They attempted, and if it's full, they did. And I believe his answer, we didn't even want her to ask it. And she asked it, and he's like, well, let me just say, promises fulfilled, or something like that. I'm not even sure what happened. But it
represents some, it's like the scariest way to answer that question.
The tears I've shed or something.
Yes. So that being said, I'm gonna ask her. I'm going to be brave like you. Your teardrop tattoo. Did you kill somebody?
I get that question a lot on TikTok. I get a lot of nice prison tat, and I'm always like, you understand if that's the case, I'm out, right?
So, what is that tattoo? It's not a teardrop, though, is
so
it?
So today, it's a 98 for you guys. It's not real.
Oh, that's not a real tattoo under your eye?
No.
Because I thought it was new, and I thought she'd possibly just murdered someone in the last few days.
Wow. Well, that, I'm not discrediting any of that, but this right here is a fake tattoo. No, I do, because for my throat tattoo, I wore temporaries for a long time to make sure that, like, I liked the placement, and like if I looked this way, you could still tell what it was, and like all those different things. And so then I love face tats. I think they're rad.
Oh, man, are you thinking about it?
I really do. So I was thinking about it. So I started wearing temporaries for that, but then it just became this whole thing. So when I go to like my friend shows, I put their logo as my face tat. Or like today, the big 98 is the face tat. Usually it's a horseshoe or like a rose or something like that. But it's just kind of became a thing, and now our fan club will pick the tat per show. Like, I'll give them a couple options, and
that's
they'll pick
cool.
what they want to see. And it's just, it's been like a really, really cool thing. And now that I can have anything from something silly to something meaningful to whatever, like, I really like being able to change it all the time. So I don't
do
know
that.
If I would ever get it,
temporary.
But I think it's rad.
Yeah. I get a temporary face tattoo.
Yeah.
Right.
But then I know me, then I'll be like, no, that looks good. I should get it for real.
That you will
that's
run
what
into
I'm,
that
yeah.
problem. I know.
You brought it up. I'll talk about your throat. So you're... throat or neck tattoo. I'm not for sure how you would call that. What do you say? Throat, neck? You have chest. What is this tattoo?
I think I say throat tattoo.
That's a butterfly?
It's a firefly.
Okay, and it's real?
Yeah. Whew. I got it in January of 2020. But it's so funny. I get people come up to my shows, and they're so sweet, and they'll bring me gifts, and they'll hand it to me, and they go, tell us about the dragonfly. And I have so many dragonfly gifts at home that I just, like, glued a rhinestone to the butt and called it good. And said that it was a firefly, but
so it's not even a it is a firefly.
It's a
We're
firefly.
Saying that right now officially.
Yes.
Stop with the dragonfly.
It's got a little light bulb on the bottom of like the thing, like when you look up close on it. But it's a firefly. It's literally for Princess and the Frog.
That's pretty cool. I mean, I don't have this strength or pain tolerance to get one there, or I'm not cool enough. But I like it. It's a pretty cool place to have a tattoo. Dang, I want a face tattoo now.
Get temps.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks
How
I have
How do you get
one.
Those, though? How do you get temporary face? Where is that?
The custom ones.
Yeah, can you buy them online?
Well, like, this is eyeliner, so I draw it. So the custom ones I have to draw. I think you can order them, but I haven't found a company that, like, you can pick your sizes. But, like, Altered State or, like, any store on the planet usually has like finger tattoo packs.
Man.
And so I'll just use finger
cool
tattoos like on my face.
Would I look with a face tattoo? I get the respect I've always wanted.
I bet we have some eyeliner right now. We can draw
no,
it on.
Oh, I want to.
I do in case mine rubs off. So I got you. I got you.
Okay. Well, you know, I was listening to you sound check and I will say this and I mean this in the best way. Since the time we've met you, I feel like you're still getting so much better as a performer.
Yes. Thank you.
Like,
so much.
Just, and we should just play now and talk more later, but just listening to your sound check, I was like, and I knew you were great last time you were here, but I was like, holy crap, I think somehow she's even gotten better. Do you feel like you're still growing as a performer?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's really fun and it's really encouraging because that tends to be the main compliment that we get on the road. You know, it was, hey, we saw you in Scoreboard in Nashville 4 years ago and it was amazing. It was great. It was fun, but like completely different artist it seems like now. And
I guess
that's
the goal.
Really cool.
Right? You just want to keep growing.
Yes.
However, if someone said to me, dang, you are way better now than you were 3 years ago, I'd be like, are you saying I sucked 3 years ago? I am not as mature as you, and I do not understand how to take compliments.
Well, when y'all are so kind to have me on the show the first time, you know, we brought this really sweet, encouraging song called Work in Progress. You know, and the whole point of it is I'm the best I've ever been, but not the best I'll ever be. So I think that it really caters to myself as an artist and the career and stuff for that to always be the case.
I want to play just a clip of Work in Progress. You may remember this from Allie being here last time.
When you're a work in progress, I'm good there.
So this song here that you're going to play us is called Halos and Horns. So tell me about just the song in general. You wrote it, so you're in the room, and where did this idea come from?
Halos and Horns is really rad. It's something that we're very proud of. I wrote it with Stephen Hunley and Eric Dodd, and we kind of seem to be this little magic writing team for me. I love everything that we do. And Halos and Horns is just, it's just that archaic theme of good and evil for the hero of a cowboy, you know? And just like what that life looks like between all those archaic elements of the cowboy, good and bad, you know, like they never stay, but also they work harder than anybody else, all of those things. And just like really trying to find that lifeline in life between just good and bad and honestly what that even means. As we all know, my family has this big supporting mantra of everything that is a blessing is a curse. And I think that has been something that's been ever present in my life, just being a kid, you know, trying to sort out who I am between an amazing legacy that my family has and then just who I am as an artist on my own. And it's been challenging, it's been difficult, and Halos and Horns is just this really rad song, fairly similar to Work in Progress, that just kind of lets you know that there is an ever-going battle on for me, you know, to figure out who I am and how to be represented truthfully. And I think all of us do that in a sense. And Halos and Horns just says it in a really rad way.
All right, here she is, Allie Clean, and she's going to play her new song, Halos and Horns. Go ahead, Allie.
I'm a Sunday morning sinner in a white church, on my knees praying till it hurts, in the back row with all the other lost souls. I'm a double shot of whiskey in a dive bar, a cowboy looking for a wild card I can take home. Before the sun, I'm long gone. I'm boiling hot, I'm freezing cold, holding on and letting go, and I don't know why can't pick a side. I'm a surfer bet, I'm a long shot gamble. Easy to love, but I'm hard to handle now. I'm an angel mixed with a hell-bent rebel, got a heart of gold, I'm a
silver-tongued devil, and I don't know why I'm always torn. It's just the way I am. Oh, I was born between the halo and the horns. Between the halo and the horns.
Well, holy crap. Oh, that was awesome. Yeah. That was awesome. I'm telling you, man.
That was amazing.
The last time you came in, we were like, dang, Allie's good. Like, you've just grown. You're so good.
Thank you.
So good.
It's been a really, really fun song to work on. I love my writers, Stephen Hunley and Eric Dodd. And then the producers are Lee Bryce and Jared Neiman and myself and Cody LaBelle. And that was just a really rad process to do with them and to experiment with that. And it's just been rad.
So Eric Dodd of Vacation fame, I don't know if you're familiar with Eric Dodd, but he's written a couple big smashes, Vacation 1 and Ray, when's Vacation 2 coming out?
I have Ray to thank, actually, for connecting me with Eric Dodd. Oh, Ray and Bay connected me with Eric a couple years ago. We've been writing a long time.
Ray, when's Vacation 2 coming out?
A couple weeks. I don't know why it's taking so long.
All right. we were talking a little bit before we went on the air here, and you'd mentioned that one of your fears is being stabbed from behind while doing a TikTok live. We were in that conversation and it was like, oh, we got to go on the air now. But I did not know that this was a big fear of yours. I understand not liking it. The thought of it does sound pretty bad, but I didn't know that somebody had thought about before.
Well, it's so goofy. It happened because just one night I was on live really late and I was doing stuff and I just kept hearing all these really weird sounds like coming from outside my house and like nothing happened. But I just kept thinking like, what are you guys going to do if someone busts in my house right now? You know what I mean? And it just, ever since that night, I've kind of thought about it. And then again, before the show, we were talking about just people's comments and how weird they can be. And like, some of the comments will be like, oh my gosh, there's somebody behind you. And it's just so you turn around and freak out. You know what I mean? Or like whatever the case is, even though you can see the reflection on your front camera, but it's just, people are just goofy and I'm goofy and it's a fear.
The problem is if the one time you don't turn around, there is someone behind you stabbing you. I know. So you have to turn on every time just in case.
Yeah. New anxiety unlocked.
Why are you playing? Why are you playing so late? Why are you playing at 4 a.m. on live? I'm waking up to come do this show, but that's a late night.
I have such a kind and supporting following in like Scotland and Ireland and in the UK. And like, that's when they're waking up, you know, and like, especially like around, so I usually go on from like 2 to 4 or 3 to 5 or whatever the case is. And they're just so much kinder. You know, I find that if I go TikTok live at 5 p.m., here, it's just going to be continual comments of just absolute nonsense, you know, and like half of it's rude, half of it's nonsense, half of it's whatever. And I do read every single comment on the lives. Like I read them while I'm singing, I do all that stuff. So like it will affect the live a lot for me if that's what all the comments are. So I just cocoon and just do it at 2 a.m. when there's just a kind listening audience, I guess.
You care so much about your people. I mean, me, I don't even want to wake up early for East Coast, much less another country.
I'm like, I don't get up
an hour. Hey, listen, Boston, we love you, but I don't got that hour to spare.
And in all fairness, and I was explaining this to Lunchbox, is I don't wake up to go on these lives. You know, I'm already up.
Stay up.
Yeah, I'm already up. And I don't wake up. I'm not up early in the morning, so my hours are just different than everybody else's.
I read a story about a girl back in the 90s. Some actress. That she liked going to clubs, but she would go to bed at like 5 or 6 p.m. and sleep until 2 or 3. Then she would just start her day, but she'd start her day at the club. You know, she'd go at 2 or 3
insane.
In the morning. She'd go to a club, wake up and have fun, and then just go to work and not do that. Like, that's not pretty cool, but I don't want to wake up. I mean, I wake up crazy hours. But listen, enough about me.
I'm going to do that. I don't know where I'm going to go. I don't know what club
you're
going
to go
in the
there's
morning
no,
here, but
there's nowhere to
all
go.
All right, well, I'll adjust my hours, and I'm going to do that.
You ever play, like, early on when you're like, I think I want to play? You ever go and do, like, the long bar sessions where you play for hours and hours? Did you ever have to do that at all?
Oh, yeah. I had what I call it a residency because it sounds cool. But Scoreboard here in Nashville was my place for about 5 years.
And what was that night like for you if you went to play there?
For about 5 years, I would play on Saturday nights, and I would play three-hour sets. Mm. And I loved Scoreboard, and I became very attached to Scoreboard because, you know, Nashville is so rad, and there's so many places to find musicians, but there's also a very interesting relationship with venues that is not necessarily happening so much because musicians here are just playing everywhere they can all the time. And so it was very important for me to find a venue that, one, championed me, two, honestly, probably more importantly than that, let me play original music, you know, and that kind of thing, and do that. So it was kind of a cool thing between Scoreboard and I. It was like, if you wanted to see Allie Colleen, you had to go to Scoreboard. And then Scoreboard wasn't giving that night to anyone else, you know, but me, because we just had that deal kind of thing. And it was so cool. I've been lucky enough to do the Broadway stuff with like friends of mine when they get scheduled, but I've never been a Broadway player by any means.
I don't know Scoreboard. Where's Scoreboard?
Scoreboard's by Nashville Palace. Over there across from like Gaylord Opryland and stuff.
Okay, I know where that is.
Yeah. Right. It's the big patio.
I don't know where
the
anything is. I've lived here for 9 years. I can't get anywhere without GPS. I'm lucky I get home sometimes after the show without GPS. Yeah. You still riding horses?
Yes.
Is that still one of the passions?
Well, it's funny because the cover for Halos and Horns, I'm on my horse Einstein, which is the Bays and I went out to go ride that day. That was the one that she rode. So she got to ride Einstein that day. So he's on it. But yeah, still with the boys.
So Bay rode Einstein. Which horse did my wife ride?
No, she rode Einstein. Bay rode Jack. So Einstein's my boy. I put your wife on Einstein.
And that's the one that's on the cover of this.
Yes, and that's the one that's
on
the cover.
I missed him. I can see him now. That's cool. I can take it and be like, look, here's your horse.
Yes. So you can see it. You can see her on there. Because I have Jack and Einstein. And I trust those horses a lot, and they're very good. So that day, the girls rode them, and I rode just another horse that my buddy had kind of thing. His name is Paco.
What do you mean you trust a horse? Like to not steal your watch, or what does that mean?
I don't trust anything to not steal my watch. But as far as, like, I know that if I put the girls on Einstein or Jack, like, they're going to be safe. And they're gonna be okay. You
if
know,
a
like,
snake
a, like a
comes
starting
near Einstein,
rider will be fine on them.
A snake comes out near Einstein. Is he going to go, ah!
He's gonna get away from the snake, but he's not gonna like buck or freak out or anything like that. And then Jack, on the other hand, which you could light literally a firecracker on a Jack, and he's not gonna move. And it's strictly out of laziness. Like he's just a lazy horse, and he's the best, but he's just a lazy horse. He doesn't even close his mouth all the time. He just leaves his lip open because he doesn't want to hold it up.
Do you feel like you can communicate with your horses?
Yeah.
Effectively, how? Like, what did you? Do they know words?
So my family does wildlife rehabilitation in Oklahoma. So I grew up in this really rad wildlife clinic back home, and all my friends until I was probably like 15 were animals. And I just think that animals are the coolest thing on the planet. And horses respond completely off of body language and pressure. So they know as soon as you get on them if you've ever rode them or not, you know, kind of thing. And that's why I put her on Einstein, because she had a little experience riding where Laura didn't. And I know that if you get on Einstein, you know, rode a horse before, Einstein's going to go, I don't have to do anything today. And you're not going to make me do anything today, you know, kind of thing. But they're just cool and they're rad. And I sing to my horses a lot. And I think it's really, I don't know if they care about it, but I like it.
So once I was riding a horse and got a little experience myself. And the horse.
Big cowboy, huh?
Huge, actually. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
You may not recognize me without my belt buckle, but here I am today doing this. And the horse took me under a clothesline and clotheslined me. The horse kept going, and I didn't because I got clothesline. Anything like that ever happened to you? And if it hasn't, well, you're not a cowboy like me. But go ahead.
I think since it hasn't happened to me, I am a cowboy.
That's probably true, too. Mm-hmm. Okay, there we have it.
Yeah.
Listen, Allie, you're great, and you're just such a your vocals are so good. It's so cool. Will you say, because I call you Allie Killeen, but I hear people talking about you, and I hear your name pronounced all these different ways. So would you say it for everyone again, exactly how to say your name?
So we have these rad tank tops, and it's Allie Killeen, 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 Killeen. And on the back, it's like Jolene, but with a C.
Got it.
So you can't forget it. It's just Killeen.
And you can follow Allie on Instagram, A-L-L-I-E, Co-L, never mind. We'll just link it. I start spelling it out.
C-O-L-L.
I know, it's just long. You're on the road, you're playing a bunch of shows, a bunch of fair festivals. What are you doing?
Yeah, we've got kind of the fair festival lined up this summer for opening acts and stuff like that. We get to go to Denmark in September to do the Nashville Nights Songwriter Festival, which is super, super rad that we're excited about. It'll be our first time taking music over to the UK opposed to at Belmont. You know, we did study abroad times, but just a lot of really cool shows that, you know, they can follow at AllieKilleenMusic.com. We've got a full tour schedule on there. And we're just really, really excited about it. New shows are added every day. You know, after COVID, all the venue things are wonky. So more stuff just continues to be added, which we're very lucky for and very thankful for.
All right. You guys follow Allie. Ray, is there anything you would like to say to Allie, your dear friend? She can't hear you, but I will translate it to you. Go ahead.
What up, girl?
Get a brunch
pretty soon.
Get a brunch pretty soon. Okay, that's Ray.
Oh my God.
Great to see you. I think what we're going to do, that song is so good. I'm going to feature you as the national artist in our countdown in the next couple weeks with this song.
That's so rad.
So we're going to put you in the country top 30. As, yeah, I think that'll be awesome. I think our audience will like it. And from that, go have a day. Wait, there you go. She's cheering right now.
I'm going to go take a nap and then go to a club later, I think, is actually what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Allie, Colleen, you guys check out Halos and Horns. Allie, great job, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. This is from Terry in Pittsburgh, who left us a voicemail last night.
Hey, Bobby and team. A couple weeks ago, you guys did a segment on life-changing products. And Morgan had mentioned the recovery sandals. I believe they were called UFOs. Anyway, I bought them on her recommendation, and they have changed my life. Recovering from a major car accident where I crushed my leg, I have not been able to find a comfortable pair of shoes for 6 years. And Morgan saved my life.
Wow, saved her life.
That's cool.
Not even helped her feet a little bit, but saved her life. Wow, and we had a lot of listeners comment on those. Oof, that's a terrible name though, huh? UFOs?
UFOs.
Oof, I'm like, because I go oof when something's not good. But a lot of people said they're great shoes, so nice job.
They really are. I'm telling you guys, everybody needs a pair.
UFOs. Is that how you say
it? I call them UFOs, but yes, it's UFOs.
All right, here's Austin in South Carolina.
Just relocated from Boise, Idaho to South Carolina. What I don't understand about this place, it's the first time I've ever lived somewhere where everybody has, feels like a fake radio voice, and it drives me crazy. But what I don't understand is your show is on in the evenings here, but I've already listened to it on the podcast because I can't get it in the mornings. What's up with that? Let's get this show on the morning. Your morning crew is not cutting it. All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
All right, let's beep out this. We beep out the station that are on a delay. Yes, and at one point I had a radio voice too, and I was like 18. Then I realized it was not good. But yeah, some people still talk like this here. And that's the old school of doing radio, having a deep voice. And honestly, if I would have had a good enough voice to do that, I probably would still be doing that. Mm. If I never had a good voice, this is what you get. You just get this. But coming up in the next 5 minutes, we got all the hits coming at you here. That's the way we were taught to do it. And I couldn't do it, so I came to this, and now we've found a way to make it work. But thank you very much, Austin in South Carolina. And we'll never let the station be known that that's what taking shots at that station. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A court in the UK has ruled that calling a man bald is a form of sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment.
I understand harassment.
No, it's not even harassment.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have hair. No, hold on. If you are bald, that's like calling a man short.
Uh-huh. Harassment.
No. Because it's not something you don't want to hear does not mean it's harassment.
Well, they tried to connect talking about a man's baldness to talking about the size of a woman's breasts, and that makes it sexual.
No. But here's the difference. A woman's chesticles are to a lot of men sexual. I don't know a single woman who's like, if I could just get my hands on his bald head.
However, I've heard people say like, ooh, a bald man is sexy. I've heard that before.
He said that his supervisor at work commented on it and it crossed the line.
I'm not convinced. I'm not, if I'm a judge, I'm not siding with the bald guy on that one. Yeah.
So critics have reviewed Top Gun Maverick, which is finally coming out. It hits theaters May 27th. We've been waiting several years for this. But they say the long-awaited sequel is a must-see on the big screen and not only potentially better than the original, but also one of the best Tom Cruise movies ever.
Okay, who reviewed this? Rom Truse? Critic Rom Truse, who went in, oh, he's got a mustache. It's Tom Cruise with a mustache.
He kind of looks like him.
I don't know, man. It's the best movie I've ever seen in my whole life.
Well, I'm so excited for it, but I still thought, I'll wait till it releases at home because I don't want to go to the theater. But now it says here that it's a must-see on the big screen.
Okay.
So I'm probably going to go.
It does look really good, though.
Should we all go together?
No,
probably won't even watch this. All right, what else you got?
OneCountry.com put together a list of the top female country songs from the 90s that are the best songs to sing when you're in the shower.
Well, they're reaching for this article, huh? They're like, we got to write something that people... Jeez. All right, on a Tuesday,
Any
if it's 42 degrees,
the intern wrote it
the
too.
Most. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Any Man of Mine, Shania Twain. Any Man of Mine. Strawberry Wine, Dina Carter. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. Wild One, Faith Hill. She's a
wild one. I'll never sing this song.
Never?
I like it. I never sing it. Never think about it.
But the other two you have.
Oh, yeah. I sang them this morning. Yeah, I take showers just to sing the first two. Next one.
What about Broken Wing, Martina McBride?
I'm on a broken wing. Can't do that one. I blow my voice out. So I just stopped doing that one. I was like 20.
And the number one song, Trisha Yearwood, She's in Love with the Boy.
All right. Well, hey, kudos to you guys for writing that article because you really stretched to find something to write about.
Pulitzer on that one.
Holy crap. All right.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy. Tell me something good.
So this family's out of town, but their 18-year-old son is home alone house sitting. And all of a sudden, the mom gets this notification on her phone from her Ring doorbell cam that there is movement outside the house. It's a wildfire.
And so it's a fire. They picked up a fire, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
So they were able to get in contact with the son, like, hey, there's a fire, get out. So you see him walking out of the door calmly, and then everyone's calling 911, and people are able to get to the house and they start to contain the fire. But that's something that can spread so quickly, where if they hadn't been notified, the house could have caught on fire and other neighbors and different things. And not only that, it started because someone discarded a cigarette.
Mm.
Ugh.
I'm amazed that that picks up a fire. Maybe I would understand the heat, but just the movement of it, that's pretty crazy. We had a time when we had our security cameras put in our house, like because we have our backyard and stuff all done, that like a dandelion would go blow up.
Really?
So sensitive, man.
Wow, that's cool.
I mean, it wasn't cool.
a blade of grass.
Yes, anything.
Swing.
We were like, oh my God, we're dying, like every hour until they got it fixed.
A little mosquito goes
yes.
by.
great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.